I flip some repeated desert here to this date is 09/01/2025. Dictation is 4. Blang Grangue. Grangue spells G-R-A-N-G-U-E. Blang spells B-L-E-N-G. Date of birth is 03/04/2011. Next paragraph. This is a 14-year-old child accompanied by parents here with pain and pressure behind his eyes and maxillary sinuses. So this has been going on for several days, gotten worse in the last three. Described pain as pressure-like, worse to lean forward. Said she brought him in mainly because he's now having green discharge from his nose, greenish-yellow discharge from his nose. Chills and fatigue, period. Review of systems. Mom also said child has an ingrown toenail with his right great toe. She says he gets them a lot, especially when he dances. She said child is in a ballerina course and is on his toes as part of his dancing regimen, period. He described pain as sharp, rated pain 8/10 worse with touch, uncertain shoe wearing. Pain is non-radiating and is located on the medial surface of his great toe around his nail, period. Next paragraph, patient reports chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature, denies nausea, denies vomiting, denies trauma, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, same paragraph, patient has had several visits for ingrown nail, every time he was seen. Eddie has had partial removal of his ingrown nail. If he should return again with similar complaint, one option is to send him to podiatry for their intervention, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure is 120/83, pulse 84, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous terminus. Next paragraph. Face, no edema, no erythema. Next paragraph. Great toe on the right. Immediate surface of the nails on the medial surface are embedded into surrounding soft tissue. There is swelling, there is edema, there is erythema, there's tenderness to palpation. Nail is viable, period. Neurovascularly intact. Cap refill less than 2 seconds, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Assessment of plan. Assessment number one is acute rhinitis, and assessment number two is acute sinusitis. Assessment number three is onychocryptosis, right great toe, period. Next paragraph, procedure. Partial nail removal. The patient was educated about the procedure, patients and parents. We talk about complications and the side effects, which include reaction to the numbing medication, recurrence of his nail infection, which include infections of the bone, increased pain. Next line, verbal consent was given by parents. Next line, toe was soaked in warm water and betadine combination. His foot was removed from the soaking pan after approximately 20 minutes. Site was again clean with betadine and overwiped with alcohol. Next line, lidocaine without epinephrine, 5 milliliters, was used for a digital block of his great toe. patient was observed for approximately another 15 minutes after anesthesia was accomplished. A forceps was used, inserted under the lateral surface of his nail, and with a medial rotation, nail was removed from the surrounding soft tissue, period. Next line. Nail was cut and the bleeding was controlled with direct pressure. There was minimum bleeding loss, approximately 3 milliliters. Next line, after procedure, cap refill continues at less than 2 seconds. Next line, bleeding was controlled with direct pressure. The site was then bathed in betadine that was soaked in 2x2 and then covered by a dry 2x2 secured with Coban, period. Next line, patient tolerated the procedure well. Next line, he was sent home with the following medication: amoxicillin, 500 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for pain. Next medication, patient was advised, parents were advised to buy wide-soled shoes for this patient, as the shoes that are otherwise narrowed in front can make his symptoms worse, period. They were given the opportunity to ask questions. They said they have none. The following tests were done in clinic today. It's COVID, strep, flu. These tests were negative, period. End of dictation.